on BBC WM 95.6.
20 to 10, very good morning to you. Positive and negative energy. By the way, if you want to know how the EasyJet story concluded, they were given a big fat wedge of compensation. I think about £4,600, something like that. They were apologised to. EasyJet say they got it wrong. And Thomas Cook, who they booked the holiday with, they have been really good with them as well. So did it end happily? Well, they got a few more bob in the pocket, but they didn't get to go to Tenerife. That's the conclusion of that story. I want to talk about positive and negative energy. Noel Edmonds. He's in the papers. He's been on the telly this week talking about his belief that cancer is caused by negative energy. Now, listen to this, please, and I'd like you to pick up the phone and tell me how you feel about it. He believed that a stressful period in his life led to him being diagnosed with prostate cancer in November 2013. The Deal or No Deal host sparked a backlash when he claimed a £2,000 medical device tackles cancer. When a Twitter user with kidney cancer accused Noel of quackery, he replied, "Is it possible your ill health is caused by your negative attitude?" So let's talk about positive and negative attitudes, and can they affect the way we feel? I mean, maybe you have cancer, maybe you have someone in your family with cancer, or maybe they have died because of cancer. And how do you feel about Noel Edmonds saying that it could have been the negative energy that surrounded your family member which gave them cancer in the first place? I mean, that's the gist of it, isn't it? Let me just reread this to you. Negative energy can cause cancer, so he believes. So, by proxy, if you have positive energy, it can cure cancer. This is what he believes. The Deal or No Deal host has sparked a backlash. It's a £2,300 medical device that tackles cancer. Over to you, please, 03453. 009956. I want to talk about negative and positive energy. And do you believe it? Do you buy into that? That if you are negative, then it can affect other people. In fact, maybe if there is someone with a negative aura in the office or in your workplace, then it gets you down. Can other people's negativity actually have a detrimental effect on you? And do you believe that if you have a positive aura, a positive negativity, then you can indeed be medically fitter? That's the story in a nutshell. Let's speak now to Avril Limon about this. She co-wrote the Dummies book on positive psychology. It's a bestseller, I understand. Good morning from Birmingham, Avril.
Hello there. Well, it's certainly been translated into lots of different languages.
Well, good for you.
It's always tricky when you don't know what it actually says in Farsi or Romanian, but hopefully the same things.
Well, it just demonstrates that people all around the world do indeed believe in positive or negative energy.
Well, there's a lot of very hard science and there's a lot of waffle. And I think we're caught between the two. I think Noel Edmonds has obviously been through a very challenging experience. And so his optimism is extremely personal, and he's ring-fencing and defending that. That he has this belief, it's made him well, he has to hold to that belief. It's very dangerous to tell other people what has caused their cancer, because we know that in all illnesses, they're usually multifactorial. They've got your genetic makeup, your environment, and stress, yes, does play a part in making us very vulnerable to illness. So there's some element of truth in all that.
What he said was so curious. He says that everybody has cancer. You've got cancer, I've got cancer. Everybody listening has cancer. It's just that the negativity will allow the cancer to grow.
And I would like to see his medical research that shows that, because sure, we've got a lot of all sorts of things in our system. There was a big study done on the flu virus that any winter, we've all got the flu virus in our system. Those of us who get sick with it are likely to have had many more stressful or many more life events. Lots of change in our life makes us more vulnerable. Now, that's irrespective of attitude in the first instance. But actually, if you are positive about that, you know, I never get a cold. But the problem is, if you ever do get a cold and you believe that, then you blame people. You blame yourself. I haven't been strong enough. In fact, we're all vulnerable to infection. And yes, we're all vulnerable to stress. When we get sick, and positive and optimistic people do get sick, there's a risk. You know, I'm an optimist. If I've got a lump or a bump, I assume it's fine. A pessimist is much more likely to go and get it checked out at an earlier stage.
Yeah. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, no.
There is clinical evidence, just to rewind 30 seconds, that I think you were touching on. Yeah. If people are psychologically and mentally unwell with whatever stress or depression, it can have an effect on your physical ailments as well. And that is proven, isn't it?
It lowers your resistance.
That's it. That's it.
But to turn around and say, well, you weren't being positive enough, is like punching somebody who's not feeling too good. So, yes, our attitude is important. And if we do get sick, there is a difference there. The optimists are more likely to stick with the treatment, to go with it, to believe in it. And you almost have to have an unrealistic belief, because sometimes you're going through some very tough treatments. You know, he wasn't saying he'd gone through chemo or radiotherapy or anything. You need to be really optimistic and have high hope. And that means that optimists often do better when they're being treated for illnesses, whereas pessimists might go, what's the point? I might as well go back to the fags, it'll be easier. That's a sweeping generalisation. Mm. So there is a role in positive mental attitude for creating better resilience. And you were talking about, you know, somebody in the office being negative. And there is a sense of what we call emotional contagion, and you catch bad feelings from people. And it's easy to go back to the Olympics, although it's 4 years ago. We all got emotional contagion in London because everybody was being lovely to you at all turns. Mm. And so as a result, everybody got nicer and better mannered and more positive. Mm. So you can see that we catch emotions. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to catch cancer.
No, Avril, you know, you are so right. I remember, this is going back a good 18 months, when we set up for the show, we tend to get in around about, well, my colleagues get in around about 6:30. I tend to land around about 8 o'clock, and it's fairly deserted, the newsroom, as you can imagine. There's only a handful of people here, and there was a lad who worked here. He no longer works here. Bearing in mind, we all sit around one big desk, and there's about 15 terminals, computers, and this lad just walked past everybody without saying good morning. He just, and he went over there and logged on at a computer three or four to the right of me, and I couldn't believe it. And I felt really annoyed, and that got me down. Simple good morning, everyone. It's not me. I don't want people's, you know, sycophants saying, good morning, Dan, and all. I don't want that. But just a simple good morning.
Yeah.
And it really annoyed me, and I still remember that.
And, you know, I would say, let it go. But learn that lesson that actually negative emotion can down our mood. As I say, it's not going to give us cancer. That's multifactorial. There'll be a lot of factors in there. And even, you know, Noel Edmonds has talked about all the different ways he worked to look for a cure. He talked about the fact he changed his diet, he exercised, and yes, he did this other treatment. And I don't know what else he's doing. And he's obviously trying to keep a great deal of positivity about that. Well, good for him. And it's a good lesson there. But, you know, everybody's starting from a different point. And when you're well, yes, it's great to start saying, no, I've got a choice. When I wake up in the morning, like your guy coming in, I've got a choice about how I approach each day, and I'm going to make the best of it. But some people are just shy.
Well, some people are just miserable and rude. You could blame sensitivity and shyness. Some people are just rude. Avril, I could talk to you all morning. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, and you are the co-author of the worldwide best-selling, printed in many languages, Dummy's Book on Positive Psychology.
Thanks, Danny.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you so
bye,
much.
Bye.
Okay, bye.